This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And we start off our Saturday mornings at Shell Beach at Campo's Marina, and we talk to this guy, Robbie Campo. Robbie, been hot, but pretty fishable this week. How'd things go?
Well, I tell you, Don, the sound was rough. Breton Sound, Chandelier Sound, this past week was rough. And I don't mean from not catching fish. It was rough from the wind blowing out there. I had guys come in, told me there was 3-4 footers out there, so that made fishing conditions kind of tough. But the guys that did pound their way out to the islands and got on the lee side of the Breton Island and Chandelier and Curlew, and they did pretty good. So if you want to take that whipping to get out there, I mean, it's on you. But it's supposed to be, you know, I looked at the forecast, Don, and it's supposed to be light winds out of the southeast for Saturday and Sunday. But and here it's dead calm. So, I mean, there's not a breath of wind here. So hopefully it stays that way, you know, out in the sound for these guys today so they can get out there and get on some fish. Now, I tell you, the long rocks did save a bunch of them's butt this week because, they were out there and it was rough, and they wound up fishing the long rocks. And there was a lot of pick-throughs now, but they wound up getting their limits fishing on the long rocks. So you have that. And I had some guys go over on the Delacro side over the Ward Iron Banks and Stone Island yesterday and did okay over there. So, you know, that side there is turning on better every week. So, this river going low, so that's getting better over there all the time. So you have options, Don. Plenty of white trout being caught over in Christmas Camp over the Oyster Reefs in Morgan Harbor over there. So they have that to do. I mean, if you can't get out, Comfort Island, the same thing. It was lots of white trout, big white trout, nice white trout, you know, 13, 14 inch, white trout. That's good fish. So, you have that you could go do. So, I mean, it's up to you, Don, or whatever, you know, whatever somebody's got on their mind to go do today. We got live bait in the tanks. All you got to do is hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
What were the reports from the guys on the sound? Were they catching deep on live bait? Were they using the plugs? What was the technique?
Well, it was kind of half and half. It was live bait and plastics. Worked pretty good over this week, down over by Breton Island. But I tell you, you know, it was just getting out there. It was really rough. So, I mean, you know, a lot of guys turned around and came back and fished the long rocks and, you know, and went up, you know, Mozambique and fished, I would say places that's, you know, wasn't so rough. So, but the guys that braved it went out there did really well. And it was really nice trout too. I'm talking like, you know, anywhere from, you know, from 15 to 19 inch fish. It was all good fish. So, I mean, you know, that's, you know, you're going to go out there. If it is rough today and you pound your way out there, you will catch some fish by the island. That's for sure.
Yeah, I just got to remind people that are fishing out there, only two over 20 inch, because you're liable to run into a lot of 20 plus inch fish over that way.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we talk about this every week, Don. You know, we don't make the rules, we just abide by them. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of things that screwed up in this world, and unfortunately, that's one of them. But you and I don't make the law, we just got to go with it.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story about regulations. You know, we got the new no bull redfish keeping. And I was down to Grand Isle this week, and we were documenting the creation of an artificial reef down there. And there were a lot of wildlife and fishery people. In fact, there was about five or six agents that accompanied us down there. And we came back to the marina, and as I was pulling out, a guy came up to me, and he said, listen, he says, you think anybody over there at the marina has a scale? He said, my buddy's got a redfish he wants to weigh. He thinks it's about 45 pounds. And I told him, I said, well, if they don't have a scale, I mean, you just take the measurements and there's a chart, you know. And then, you know, we drove. And then I got to thinking, you know, he probably don't have this fish alive to release. And he's walking over there in a nest of agents wanting to ask around for a scale to weigh a 45-pound redfish. So I never
That's
did get
like
how that story ended
horse,
up. Yeah, he was walking into the den of death right there.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wow.
I mean, you have to pay attention to, you know, you don't want to go out there and get put in that trick bag. And that's, you know, there's, you know, they told me in court, there's no room for being stupid, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm kind of hoping maybe they'd write him a warning ticket, because nobody would be that bold to walk in with an illegal fish and ask a bunch of agents if they got a scale to weigh this illegal redfish. They'd have to know that he was ignorant of the law and maybe write him a warning ticket. You know?
Yeah, but ignorance of the law just don't cut it sometimes, Don, you know.
There is a difference between ignorance and stupid. There's a definite difference. Robbie, want to remind people, CCA Star, you still got tickets down there. It's not too late. We had another one of those fish caught by a registered angler.
And it's winding down, and we're gonna have us a Labor Day party here, wrapping that thing up Labor Day weekend. We got a guy coming in from Kentucky who's a country singer, Kim Rhodes. He's going to be singing here Friday and Saturday night. So if anybody wants to come hang out and have some fun with us over by the Kiwis Trail, we're going to wrap up CCA Star Tournament in our own style over here by the Kiwis coming this Labor Day weekend.
Ain't nothing like a Shell Beach party, that's for sure.
You better believe it.
See you next week, Robbie. Take care, my friend. Stay cool.
All right, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. You can see him at Campo's Marina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.